I think the best thing to learn for Elul is to continue what we learned before. Tavlon. So we learned the Chiddush and Tavlonis. And Elul, when you're learning that Tavlonis, you should concentrate on the fact of how much Tavlonis Hashem has for us. Then you help you a lot. The essence, the ability to excel in all the needed service, the deity, I think it's not my Chiddush, but it stems from our ability to appreciate how much we are recipients of the Kaviyochel Midas Torah of Kodesh Bo. A person sees that I'm constantly exposed and I am receiving from the Chasodim, the Ratna of Kodesh Bo, Sablonis of Kodesh Bo, whatever it is, all the Midas Torah are the way Hashem relates to us. So, my whole chiyus is from that. I should want to give that over. Stam, appreciation would make sense. It's the right thing to do. So it's a real tashkoset. If nobody cares about me, it's okay, nobody cares about me. So I have to be sad to care about everybody else. But I'm an impoverished person that has no family, nobody takes care of me. Somebody comes and takes care of me, gives me everything I have. And then I'm not willing to help other people once I'm successful. Because this person helps me, that shows there's something wrong with me. You see how much you benefit from it? Why do you want to emulate that? Yeah. If that's not good enough for us, there's another thing that we know, that an hogev akol b'shpocho midi k'neged midi. The way we relate to others is the way akol b'shpocho relates to us. We are, another 2 weeks, to be saying that you give me the serachmim, multiple times a day with sleepers, till after Yom Kippur. As we know, the Hazal say that says Yatzur L'Sonai. Doesn't just say they should say the words of you give me the Zerachim. Hazal explained that it's not enough just to say the words. It's not enough even to appreciate that a Kodesh Baruch Hu has these midas. And that I'm a recipient of these meetings, like we said, which is good. But even more than that, we have to look on it. We have to be snagging those meetings. In order to be a klikibu, in order to be a receptacle, receiver, sitting to receive that goodness of our Kodesh Baruch Hu, we also have to reshape it. We have to have a connection to that attribute. So, like we said, Sablonis is definitely something. When we're talking about Hachonos or Yivei Hadin, so we saw before that the concept of Sablonis doesn't just mean being made out of stone or having skin the thickness of an elephant skin. That is just avoiding the issue, which a lot of people go through life in such a fashion. But it's not really Sablonis. So it's just either they get to the point that they just black out, or they don't even black out. They just hold it in, and it's like a pressure cooker that every once in a while, everything around gets destroyed. Yeah, however it works. So the Lord, like we saw before, Kipshute, the lotion of to be soivel. Soivel means sabal, somebody that carries around loads. To carry the load upon yourself. Don't feel you have to throw it off. Be willing to accept. There's a certain load that was put on you, and I'm holding it. Just like a Kodesh Baruch Hu, one of the Yugel Midas Rachmim is Noisa Oven. He carries our Aveira. He holds it up so it shouldn't have to show and cause damage. Same thing over here. We're willing to accept the fact that this person is not perfect and he did something was not nice or he was not in cooperating the way we want. So not a reason for us to get upset by it. It's a reason for us to accept that this person is not perfect. And it's not a person for us to degrade the person either, because we're not perfect either. Someone who quoted Rav Steinman is saying he had no problem with Shidduchim. Because when they offered him a girl, which wasn't perfect, he said, that's perfect for me, because I'm also not perfect. Instead of the guy going for the perfect girl, he's not perfect. Or the other way around. Yeah. So anyways, that's what he's saying now. Sablonis is not just being cold, turning off, keeping your mouth shut. true sablonis is the stepping stone for building the way of reacting properly. In other words, when the action happens, somebody is not cooperating with what I want to do. My natural feeling is feeling of I have been degraded, I have been insulted, my dominion has been challenged. All those feelings of I have to be in control and I'm not in control. As a result of that, generally the reaction is to go back at the person, destroy him. You're destroying me, I gotta destroy you back. So lust means accept that something has been done, then analyze what doesn't mean that I have to be sober and be quiet. Sometimes in the phenomenon, if a child does not react properly, I have to think, what is the proper reaction? Sometimes he needs to get a very stern reaction to understand that it's something that you've gone past over the red line. Sometimes in the phenomenon, it's better to wait, look away from it. Everything has to have a shikul of that, it has to be said. But the idea of sablonis is to not have immediate gut reactions, impulsive reactions, but everything should be held up, digested, and then decided how to do. So Allah that says, when it's done with the evening, Erev Shabbos, one should mention to his family and ask them in Loshon Rav, quiet, patient. Did you take off mitzvah? Did you take off challah? Did you light the candle? Doesn't say what you're supposed to do when they say I didn't. But if you start off quietly, you're ready on the right step. But when you start screaming and shouting, the chances are, if they didn't do it, they're going to say, why did you do it? And then a whole fighting match, who's responsible for it? And if it's done peacefully, very often the answer will be, oh, I'm overwhelmed. And they say, oh, overwhelmed, oh, sure. I'd love to help you. Yeah. Rav Mogan Avram says of Loshon Rakim, to also the Adam Shiyatel Eimei Yisayim Tzayv Beitin. A person cannot be interacting with his family in a fashion that's causing them constant fear of how is he going to explode against them and what he's going to do to them. Shitoch Yireh Mechalim Shabbos Mechilim Dover Olsen Bom Yudhik Kama Avedis. If they're afraid of him, they're going to lie and they're going to do things wrong just to protect themselves from him. And he's getting to the opposite of what he wants. Our goal in life is not to have everybody take a home for us. Our goal in life is for everybody around us to do things in the proper fashion. Master Shekel Shom Tomal Mogen Avram. Master Shekel was surprised that the Mogen Avram, Mashayat Loshon Raker, Lini Lo Yatan Evi Tertiv Beta. So speak softly. And Moghe Ram says that you're not allowed to put them in a state of fear. I'm not sure what the question is exactly. Maybe Loshon Rakha is very extreme. Anyway, bring the Gemara Gittin. But Chissa said a person should not plant fear in the household. Because the legish begir a hitel of their baila ema yaseiv a fila kamer vavos in Israel. The mice of the legish begir here. Her husband also was overly tough with her, which caused all the things to happen, which eventually caused tens of thousands of people to be killed. Rabbi Yehuda says, "So a matter of yisayv to beit yisayv boli day sholosh aveirim." The right shaykh comes from the Shabbos. If a person causes a state of fear and brings the most terrible aveirim, on gilarayis, murder, transgressing Shabbos. The best is to put the two together. That the person is getting upset constantly on the members of his family, he can cause all that various, and the right way to do it is, when a person is attacked, he however you say, protects himself or tries to answer up himself instead of admitting to it because he feels attacked. If he's not attacked, Father Rabbi, we'll get to the right, to the real thing, whatever's behind it, and we'll deal with it. Aravasha Anagli Shemili Hadar Abakana the Kaminavisvash. Never heard this statement of Abakana, but I'm intelligent enough to know that that's where it gets me from. Like it says, Divesh Hachomim Benachas Nishmoy. The Etahara is so talented in getting us to raise our voice when we think things are not being heard, what we're doing peacefully. But Lemaisa, one who does it, we always regret, because it just gets everything all said. But that's the bottom line. If people are afraid of you, they're not going to want to have to deal with you, and they're just going to do things in the way you want it to be done, and maybe they'll end up giving you something which is awesome. Yeah. So you're saying basically that if you're asking that you do this, do you prepare for Shabbos properly? So if they're terrified from you, they're going to lie. They'd rather lie than get into a whole fight with the person. And it could end up going to eat something they didn't take at mice. But if it's done peacefully, so they have no problem saying the truth. This is what happened. Let's see how we work it out. So he says, we learn from here this concept of Hatzalus Eimei Yaseiva, of causing a strong feeling of fear, is, now basically, what seems to be bothering is we have two extremes. One is Eimei Yaseiva Terbeite, which sounds like this guy screaming and shouting and cursing and everything else, and threatening, and everyone's terrified of him. Okay, that's one extreme. He says, don't do that, but talk peacefully. Talk in a soft manner. Okay, why is it all? Well, don't play this. It's regular, talk regular. So he says, mashum here that anything more than the lashon raka is already a certain level of anger. We have to realize that the people around us may be more sensitive to us than we think. Like I know a guy, he knows he has a problem with anger and screaming and shouting. So he told me, I worked on it, Baruch Hashem, no more problems with anger. I once saw how he had no problems with anger. He used to say, so let's say his son, why did you do that? And now he says in quiet, not screaming, why did you do that? But he's basically saying on the same message of terrifying the kids just without raising his voice. Didn't realize the issue over here is not what decibel you're doing, but how you relate to the situation. Lashon Raka means you relate to them softly. You realize that the person you're dealing with is a soft person. You don't want them to have a tough, strong message that will scare him, terrify him, or want him to have to avoid the issue. You want to say it in a way that he will feel comfortable that you're not out to get him. You just want to know what happened, and if it didn't happen the way you expected, you'll help him out, you'll work it out. Yeah. So this is a very important thing for us to recognize how much it's so. I know it myself sometimes. I talk to people and I think I'm talking, and then I find out later that they were all shaken up from what I said. Okay, I wasn't speaking properly. But we always have to assume that the person is sensitive. And speak in a fashion, like we're saying, Ocean Rocket doesn't just mean the tone, the decibel level, but it means with understanding. Not out to force him to do what we want him to do. But just try to find out. Make ourselves aware, make them aware where we're holding, and let's see how we can work out as best as possible. If they know that the reaction will be not a reaction of anger, action of forcing him to do something, an action of just, I know it's my responsibility. If I can do this, if I can't, let's see how to work it out. And we're all on the same side. Not a confrontation. So basically, any Yisrael means my comments to those around me are confrontational. And sometimes it's nothing to do with how loud you're talking. I'm talking very loud and it's definitely confrontational. you're talking less land, are you coming for confrontation, or are you coming that we're all on the same side? And let's see where we hold it. Yeah, it says the Ramban, the famous Ramban, in his letter says, his naik tomid l'choldova, kol v'recha v'nachat l'cholova. Not only to your wife and children, always speak calmly. L'choleis. M'zeh t'inotza m'nakash, in nidero, l'hachkid le'odem. Kash is nidero, k'davin for it. Every day, well, not everybody says that feeling. Some people say, you got that in the Shemareh, so shalo yechet ayom. The regular people, they don't have it. But is it tefillah shalosh hayom lechitzecho? Yeah, beautiful tefillah. That's in the middle of the kind of stuff. But even if you don't say it, there's another thing you can say. My Rebbe, Rav Nisim Kirel, Teichot Adnan Rocha, someone came to him and said he has problems with anger. And the Rebbe Rav Nisim said, what happened? You don't damage Shmoreshe? He said, damage Shmoreshe, what does that have to do with being angry? He said, you stay in the kind of stuff every day. The Nafshi, I should be like a dog, respect everybody. I should not hold myself that I have to have my way. I should live with modesty. He said, if you live like that, you don't get angry. That comes with fat because you think you're the boss. So you're not sure what it is. He's greater than me. Whatever he is. More powerful than me. Just want to work things out. Interact. And you don't get the cast. And once again, it doesn't mean you have to be wishy-washy. A person can be firm. And certain times we have to be firm. Certainly, both the behavior of the family members and the chadab, you have to be firm. But not coming from confrontational, but from caring. From a message that this is just something we cannot do. You're self-destructing yourself. Whatever it is. Not because you're not doing what I want you to do. That's the Lashon Rak of you. Oilim Tiyarach Kekonen. Kekonen, the description of a sword. Like a Kekonen, you're not standing there and if somebody comes up against you, knocking into you. You could sway. You then have to make yourself something. You're out for the other person. Sablon is the anach me anove. Sablon is part of anove. We can pray with Nuchas Nefesh. So somebody was rough. I think they have a Chaim Kanievsky. Yes. Chaim, what are the things that Anoshim Gedoy, the great people, work on? Most, or one of the most. This is what Chaim says. Another. A person has to be a truly great person, has to be true honest. Not the fake one. They can believe he's honest. Really? In his heart. That type of feeling of, I'm working for Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm not controlling the world. Just like we're far away from Anova, we're far away from peace of mind. Because they go together, the person has true bitoch in Hashem, he realizes that he's not running the world, he has no problem being honest. The lack of Anova comes from the fact that a person thinks, I have to be in control. I have to be on top of things. And maybe it's him against everybody else. Instead of we're all together, and I'm being away from Hashem and trying to help those around me to be away from Hashem. So, like we said, this is, we know, so Solanta, the Balamusa, say that to be Zoyche, the Tid of Rosh Hashanah, the person has to be, the person is not just living for himself, he's living for the cloud. That way, you have more Zoyot, the person is Zoyot, who knows how much you have. If you need it for the cloud, for you need it for multiple people, then that is already a different type of merit that we can. And the need, the fact that Hashem wants us to continue to exist for the benefit of others, that's a different type of merit with the habits. So we don't have to start being the Isha Klal, controlling the Isha. We just have to be there for our families, for our wives and children, and those who are close to us, who are dependent on us. For those people, that is what we can work on in these days of Elul. Before we react, think for a second, a split second. Just be quiet for a split second and think 1 second. Am I reacting because my dominion has been challenged? Or am I reacting because I really care that this person is close to me and I want to help them do it right? Or if they can't do right, then I'll just help the thing be taken care of. And right now they won't do it. I'll do it. Yeah. So this is an important thing. Not just to lose ourselves. Now we should definitely name of the Nichus. Say things in a pleasant way, calmly. And it comes from that, I was saying, it's not because I'm a nevus, it's not because I want to avoid confrontations, it's because I'm weak, which unfortunately is a big problem nowadays. Many parents just get into a big conflict if they want to avoid confrontations, simpler. No, I'm willing to stand on what's important, but the question is, how do I do it? Am I standing primarily on my dominion and my power, my ego, and making sure everybody fits into what I want them to do, or the other way around? I'm standing the fact that I care about them so much, and I want to think of how to get the message over in a fashion that they will accept it, in a fashion that they really feel that I'm not here for myself. My family is not just a medium to give me COVID, and they're not giving me COVID, and they're worth it. They're worth everything the world does, no matter what. Like we said, just like a Kodesh Baruch Hu with us. They remind us always, Hashem loves us and cares for us under all circumstances, whether we give Him Nachas Ruach or we don't. That's what we said in our prayer today. Anoichi, Anoichi, Uma Nachem Tem. Chazal say that our first Anoich is referring to Anoichi Hashem Elokecha by Nachem Toyer. That same show of love and care to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Nachem Toyer, which is the greatest throughout history, and says Hashem, your Nechama is that Anoichi is still around. The Anoichi that was by Nachem Toyer still exists when we're in Golos. I love you just as much. Yitz Hashem Anoichi. We'll see the Anoichi lots of love, Hashem revealing Himself. Hashem, 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 Hashem